All dreams come from God. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Three of the greatest questions haunting mankind are, what is the real purpose of my life anyway? Why am I on this earth? What am I really supposed to do with my life while I am alive? Are you only here to fill your days eating, drinking, working, playing, making love, and trying to be happy? Or are you actively developing and using your God-given brain to dream, imagine, create, and grow the ideas, thoughts, and dreams that God places into it for the use and purpose as He originally designed it? Was your mind created and placed into your skull by chance, an accident, random molecular collision? Or was it created to be an architect, drawing great designs and plans that can be used to create and develop wonderful things for yourself and your family and the benefit of the masses of people and for the glory of the Creator God? Can you imagine the great and ever so beautiful accomplishments, blessings, and benefits that the proper creative use of your life and mind will bring to thousands of other people all over the world? All dreams come from the same God who created you and knitted you together in your mother's womb. God always matches His chosen dream to His chosen dreamer. This entire process is accomplished and orchestrated with and through the use of your own brain. Seriously, think about and ponder this process. The human being is the only creature in the entire universe that has the capacity for exercising and developing creative imagination. This divine quality of dreaming, what you want to be, where you want to go, what you would truly desire to do, projects you hope to achieve, goals you would like to reach, all of this makes you human and simultaneously makes you the most unique in all of God's creation. I would say to you, you really are made in the image of the Creator God Almighty. As His image bearer, you are fulfilling your own destiny as a child of God in human flesh. This process is initiated at the moment you begin to use your imagination and start dreaming the beautiful dreams God Himself is inspiring into your own mind. Very few people ever take the time to study and learn about their own minds and how God designed them to properly operate and serve the human body into which they were divinely placed. Allow me to say to you that your own brain is much like a radio or a television set. A radio is designed to receive from out of the air the transmitted sound waves that are traveling through the room or place in which you are right now located. A television set is so engineered as to pick up or receive the moving picture, light, and sound waves that are traveling by or around you right at this moment, wherever you happen to be located. Your mind was created and divinely designed by God to pick up, receive the messages and mental pictures, dreams He is continually sending your way. That is truly an exciting thing to think about. Learn to trust God. Mature spiritually to the point that you can patiently and faithfully wait upon the Lord and His proper timing as you are dreaming and imagining how good and great things are going to be for you and your loved ones in the coming days and years. Faith is seeing things in your imagination that cannot, as yet, be seen by the human physical eye. Faith is dreaming God's dreams. All things are possible to him who believes.